Good morning, everybody. Can I just say I'm Professor Anne Carlisle, and I'm the Rector and CEO of University College Falmouth. AIR, of course, is our research and innovation arm, but it's got two core themes, one of which is digital economy, which is particularly pertinent today, and one of which is sustainable design.
So this is the AIR BT Next Generation Broadband Workshop being held at Tremoe in Penryn.
It's very much about us turning ourselves outwards as a kind of a repository of intellectual capital and, you know, very current knowledge and ideas, but using the mechanisms of things like sandpits, like our sort of research and innovation centres and units, and also AIR itself, to work with people who are out there, businesses, sort of people, social entrepreneurs, etc., the gamut, all for the benefit of the Cornish economy.
I'm with Phil Stenton, who's starting this off. He's a professor at the University College Falmouth. First of all, Phil, just explain to me what the whole point of this whole event is.
So the event is in response to the upcoming rollout of superfast broadband around Cornwall.
So the question is, how can we make the most of the rollout?
So what we're doing is inviting people from all walks of business and both private and public sector and cultural groups to come and discuss how we're going to make the best of it, because it's a real opportunity, being the first county in the UK to have superfast broadband. So how can we explore and pilot and sort of connect communities and bring everyone into to thinking about how we make the most of it while we have this this great facility rolling out over the next 18 months in Cornwall?
So it's a series of challenges and opportunities, isn't it? Just give me a few ideas of the challenges first.
Yeah, well, the challenges really are to start with getting people involved, addressing things like access, making sure that superfast broadband isn't another mechanism for creating a bigger digital divide between people. Addressing things like rural communities. How do we address the needs of rural communities? Can superfast broadband alleviate or address some of the challenges that we have of this very distributed population? I mean, Cornwall is the size of Bristol, but it's distributed over the whole county. So how do we bring in the village halls? How do we help the economy through this sort of digital access?
The opportunities then?
So the opportunities are to bring communities together, to help businesses become market leaders by exploring new markets, by using the connections, the bringing together of disparate groups of different interests to create new markets, new products, to address some of the health and well-being needs of rural communities by having information travelling much quicker and content travelling much quicker around the county, and connecting people much faster with other people, but with services and sort of looking at how we can create new forms of employment within Cornwall.
Anything that Cornwall's not doing at the moment that it should be doing to make the most of this?
Getting involved, really. I mean, Cornwall's businesses are have a large distribution of different types, and lots of micro businesses. And what the real challenge for us is, how do we address those micro businesses and bring them in, get them involved, and explore how they can take advantage of this new technology that we're all going to have.
Just set a scene 5 years down the line. Describe the sort of Cornwall you hope to see after all this happens.
So, well, I keep saying connected communities. It's a connected Cornwall. It's one that feels like has all the advantages of a big city, which is geographically close, but is maintains its unique distribution around the county. It plays to its strengths, and it's has a world brand. That Cornwall's a place where it's a great place to live, but there are also cool businesses and lots of opportunity.